Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're live, second half of the transmission now beginning. We've reached the waypoint, the point of no return. Thank you for joining us. We're simulcasting the second half of the radio transmission at PrisonPlanet.tv. Again, thank you for joining us. We're taking your phone calls in the rest of this hour and interspersing it with important news. For those who just joined us, I've thrown the question out to listeners. The oil spill's serious. They're covering up the respiratory problems all over the Gulf. People getting sick. They're not letting BP hired contractors wear respirators because that would alert the public to something happening. Just like they told firefighters and police the first few days of 9/11, don't wear a mask. Then later said there was no problem. You don't get any money. This is damage control. The BP CEO, Hayward, has been relieved of management duties. We're going to be covering that. But also, what is this distracting us from? Iran says they're going to try to run the Israeli blockade into Gaza. That's confirmed. Israel says they've got nuke subs off the coast of Iran. The U.S. and the U.N. are on the verge of passing sanctions to stop all ships in the different waterways, Strait of Hormuz and the Persian Gulf and other areas, going in and out of Iran. An act of war, they say, the Iranians say they're going to start seizing U.S. ships. They're going to start grabbing other ships. This is going to escalate quickly. So while the media is openly admitting that war could be imminent with Iran, that's back burner. You know, that's back of the newspaper, even though the war is going to the front burner. So what else is this oil spill distracting us from? And, of course, now it's coming out that the Coast Guard for 5 weeks straight won't let anybody go in and even drain oil out of estuaries because the federal government is God. Just like Katrina, for five-plus days, no food, no water, stacked up in front of the sports dome. On the news for 3 days, people saying, can I have food and water? And troops saying, no, it was a laboratory experiment to see what would happen. They wouldn't let people walk out on the highway that was high and dry. Police were ordered to shoot people. They were. Those cops were thrown in prison. That's like the White House ordering torture and then a whole bunch of people going to prison who did torture. And then Bush comes out 2 weeks ago and says, I did order torture. I'd order it again. And he doesn't get in trouble. But then they send people that followed his orders to prison. Like the cops were ordered, use lethal force, threat continuum. Do not let people walk out on these highways. The feds say the cops mow a bunch of people down and were finally sent to prison last year for it. And they deserve to go to prison. You don't follow any legal order. I mean, if the government told you to run around and kill, little kids, would you do it? I mean, if the government, Joseph Mengele had a German military attachment to his medical facility, and sometimes he wrote in his diary he would give little kids chocolate, ride out in his Mercedes with them, and have troops then shoot them in the head just for enjoyment in the morning. Listen, I think with my coffee I'll kill some children. That's what I'm into. Should those German soldiers get in trouble for shooting the kids in the head? Yes. It's the same thing here. I don't want to hear Bobby Jindal complaining that the feds won't let him clean it up. Go out there and say, as the governor, we're going to clean this up on our seashore. Now, this is state property right here. Coast Guard, get out of here. Or have the states have a convention. Or have the states speak up and say no. I mean, look, that's what the 10th Amendment's all about. The federal government's out of control. It's telling us who we can hire, who we can fire, what we can do, how big our house can be, how small it can be, when we can build a barn, when we can tear a barn down, when we can plant crops, when we can't, how many chickens we can have, everything. It is not the government's job, much less a remote federal government bought and paid for by foreign interests, stealing money as fast as they can on every front. All right, when I come back, Randy, Rita, Robert, Sam, Ronnie, your calls directly, straight ahead on the other side of this break. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv are the websites. You can tell I'm born again hard, fired up for liberty. And we've got an hour and 55 minutes straight ahead and a former MI6 British intelligence officer joining us. Stay with us.
Is there a favorite radio station or show that you just love and can't stand to miss? Then you need Replay AV. With Replay AV, you can set up your PC to record your favorite radio shows, podcasts, XM and Sirius radio feeds, even streaming video automatically. More than one favorite? No problem. Replay AV can simultaneously record multiple shows and stations. You never have to miss any of your favorite programs again. Replay AV comes with a built-in media guide to make it easy to find your favorites, and a converter for playback in any of the popular formats, or burn to CD or DVD. With Replay AV's easy recording wizard, you'll be set up to record quickly. And Replay AV comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Try it, then buy it at replayav.com. GCN listeners save $10 off the retail price by going to replayav.com or click on the Replay AV banner on gcnlive.com. Visit replayav.com. Stream it, record it, keep it with Replay AV.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the mayor of Memphis admits the NAFTA Superhighway is real and will run through Memphis, Tennessee. That's coming up. The Icelandic parliament has passed a law to make Iceland an internet freedom zone against the encroaching tyranny against the internet worldwide. That's certainly exciting. That is all coming up. The CEO of BP has stepped down. Tony Hayward is being demoted. According to Britain Sky News, BP managing director Bob Dudley will take over the day-to-day oversight of the Gulf of Mexico oil spill, while BP's chairman, Carl Henrik Sovenberg, the small people comment fellow, will assume major PR duties. Yes, that's a good idea. You little scum, little people. You're going to no respirators for you cleaning up oil. Then we have to admit it killing you. No. You'll be just like firefighters in New York. We will call you ambulance chasers when you die of lung cancer. Ha ha ha. When you die of asthma in 1 week. Little people. All right, let's go to your phone calls as promised. Randy in Louisiana, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex, how you doing today? It's a pleasure to be on your show and talk to you.
It's a pleasure to be part of the little people.
Yeah, we're down here in a catastrophic all-spill land. But I had a couple of things to say. I totally agree that looks like they're setting up some kind of scenario like they had on 9/11 with the breathing issues around ground zero. You know, everybody should be wearing a respirator down here on these beaches, cleaning this up. You know, I wouldn't worry about the PR aspect of it in the media because I want to ask these people, what's more important, your life or, you know, playing the PR game?
No, but BP's saying you will be fired if you do it, because for 5 weeks they've had people cleaning stuff up without them. People are getting sick, so they can't go back and say they were wrong. They have to say, no, you are fired if you wear a breathing apparatus, which makes them more liable, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, but the thing of it is, when you're offshore, I'm an old offshore hand, okay? I worked drilling rigs. I was, you know, roughneck. I worked derricks. I drilled and also into the production end of it. What these people should be asking, whenever you got to clean out a separator offshore and you have to enter this vessel, you got to dress up in biohazard gear. You got to sniff it out, get all the gas out of it to clean the sand and everything out. And you have to wear respirators for that. And you don't even have active oil in there. But my brothers and my cousins are out working this spill right now, and they're telling me it's as thick as peanut butter on top of the water. And so you have, you know, like you said, the chemical's benzene. It could be H2S. It could be a number of things. And you do not want to breathe this stuff because, yeah, they could be threatening to fire people. But I tell you what, if I'd be down there on that beach and they threaten to fire me because I want to wear a respirator, believe me, I'd be contacting a lawyer and there'd be some lawsuits coming.
Well, Wired Magazine, AP, Reuters, and others are reporting BP is ordering mainly the minimum wage poor people that are out there on the beach scooping up the oil-soaked seaweed because it is the Sargasso season. And I look at them on the news. They're not wearing respirators in most of the videos I see. They're not even wearing a mask, you know, to stop any of it. But I guess a paper mask wouldn't stop the gas to begin with. And there's also all these heavy metals that are in oil. I mean, what is it about these companies? It's just they don't care how evil they look. They don't care how corrupt they are.
No, you're right. And from my experience in the oil field, I really believe this was a staged event. I mean, for the simple fact, they was on top of one of the biggest fines in the Gulf of Mexico in years. And then they're going to use substandard casing, substandard equipment to produce this well. I mean, it just don't make sense. They would have made all this money back. Why save money on the well when they'd have made all this money back once the well would have started flowing, say a month in or a month and a half? They would have made all their rig costs back, all the manpower, labor back, and all the equipment that they put down hold to produce this well. So to me, it makes no sense, you know?
I've been intending to do a special video report. I've done the research for it in the last week but haven't produced it yet, a 15, 20-minute special report where I just go over all the evidence in one spot, but it's the quotes of Halliburton, of the other two companies running the rig in concert, going back a month before and then 2 weeks before arguments beginning and saying this is on record before it happened. And this has now been in the Coast Guard hearings that we told them it was going to blow up, that this had never been done before. I don't understand the fracking and cement and the mud, but they're supposed to pump this down to secure the shaft. In fact, maybe you should explain it to me. And that they said, no, we're going to dump seawater in to hold the pressure down before we complete the well. And that, again, major newspapers, Reuters, Atlantic Monthly, have the quotes from the Coast Guard hearings. And I can't read this on air because of family reasons. But, you know, the quotes, I read some of it last week, minus the F-bombs and S-bombs. But the oil rig head and the ships that were there, so the head of the ships and that contingent, the supply ships and the head of the rig, were on the phone to BP in front of all these witnesses saying, you fools, I told you this would blow up. It was 100%. There was no way to stop this. We told you. And so clearly BP just told their employees, it'd be like if the government wanted to ban fireworks. And so they went to the biggest fireworks factory in the U.S. and said to one of their employees, I want you to go in there with a flamethrower and start shooting at all the fireworks. And the guys followed the orders and walked in with a flamethrower and did it. And then now Obama says ban fireworks factories. I mean, that's basically what they've done. Any way you cut it, they did this on purpose. And as I said 50-plus days ago, they're on record, Randy, saying that they want a carbon tax and that they want to bring in all their new green taxes and federalize and nationalize the oil companies. It's now happening, and BP has teamed up with them to do this. So they'll get preferential monopoly treatment. They've always been, again, I identified BP as key globalist years ago. I'm not just saying this now. They are the key globalist company financing this global green takeover. And notice it's them doing it. And now Obama, at the end of this, is going to end up basically nationalizing the oil companies. Go ahead.
Yeah, wasn't that convenient how all that worked out for them? Well, a couple of points I want to make. My oil field sources, and I got people in the oil field family. I'm talking about company men. I'm talking about tool pushers. I'm talking about managers of oil field companies. They're telling me the deep water rigs, I'm talking about your drill ships, your semi-submersibles, they're heading out to Gulf. They're going to Brazil. They're going to Africa. They're seeking other jobs. But one of the other things I'm hearing is they're going to open up drilling. They're going to open up drilling off the California coast now. So some of these rigs are going to go to California because the California economy is such in the toilet. So they,
well, let me stop you. That's all been separately confirmed. They opened California. I just had a breakup. Are we still on the air, John? Okay, good. Caller, are you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm still
here. Okay, good. They are confirming drilling off the coast of California. They are confirming that the Russians. Go ahead.
Yeah, we broke up there a minute, Alex. Can you hear me? Hello?
Again, the miracle of technology, the main networks of Minnesota, we're in Austin. We're going out on AM, FM, TV, shortwave, satellite, everything else. We're having a few glitches there. Randy, finish up your point.
Yeah, I'm still with you, Alex. The point is it looks like they're going to be reversing the Louisiana economy now. They're going to be taking a lot of our deep-sea drilling now, and they're going to be putting it off the coast of California. So that's going to put Louisiana people out of work. But, again, we was talking about, you know, the well coming in and everything and how everything was real, you know, weird how it came in. And that's true. And I'm sure the drilling contractor, you said the guys on the rig was just, you know, raising Cain about, are you happy the well came in? All these guys are trained in well control. When, you know, these drilling contractors, they take their personnel, they train them in well control, they show them how to control the well. You know, every aspect of drilling a well. And these guys...
Yeah, but I've seen little oil wells being drilled in East Texas, and there's engineers and trucks and hundreds of people running around. And so, I mean, there's engineers on site for small gas wells.
Well, and the thing of it is, Alex, they knew this well was taking a kick because some of the tests they did, they had indications they was getting gas back. Well, if they had pipe in the hole, what you want to do is you want to circulate some heavier mud down that hole, vent that gas off, but you keep control of the well. And from what it looks like to me, they was trying to cement this well, whether they was doing a squeeze job, they was either squeezing some casing. But anyway, they was trying to put cement into a contaminated situation. Cement don't harden, and it don't do its job whenever it's contaminated with gas and oil. So evidently, and whatever idiot decided to displace the drilling mud out the riser and just go ahead and try to get off the well or whatever they was trying to do, he let the well come in. I mean, you was probably replacing 16 or 20-pound drill mud. Now, what I'm talking about is a gallon of drill mud weighing about 16 to 20 pounds. Replacing it with seawater that probably weighs about 9. Well, guess what?
No, that's what I was going to say. No, this is in the Coast Guard testimony that they said if you dump water in, it is going to explode and cause a fire. The well is going to come in, and BP from Houston, they won't say who it was, said, you will dump water in now. Stay there briefly, Randy. Then we're going to go to Rita, Robert, Sam, Ronnie. But this is important. No, I have the Coast Guard testimony. Anybody can go read it. This is what the court found.
Global meltdowns, massive unemployment, endless wars, a new currency crisis, financially and morally bankrupt. A great and terrible storm is approaching. So what's the best way to get ready, to get prepared for hard times ahead? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent patriots who want practical advice on how to survive and prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Off the Grid News is fiercely independent. All about self-reliance and packed with helpful information on survival gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, herbal medicines, privacy and security, as well as God, gold, and guns, with absolutely no apologies. And the best part, this $100 a year service is now free of charge for our listeners. That's right, free for our listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.com. That's offthegridnews.com. You can sign up free at offthegridnews.com. Offthegridnews.com.
The Fall of America and the Western World is an all-new 10-hour documentary and survival guide rolled into one. In this film, you will see the reasons why our government is failing and what you can do to prepare. Featuring Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Joseph Farah, David Icke, Naomi Wolf, G. Edward Griffin, Doug McIntyre, Mark Crispin Miller, Mickey Z., Doug Kaysen, David McElhaney, and myself, Alex Jones. Protect yourself and get the tools you need to protect your family. These difficult times, the fall of America and the Western world at www.thefallofamerica.net or click on the banners at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Again, that website's www.thefallofamerica.net or call 800-655-1577. Prepare yourself and the ones you love today. Fallofamerica.net.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
Okay, I'm going to try to get through your calls a little bit quicker here, ladies and gentlemen, because I know there's a lot of key info people want to get out on air. We do have a special guest joining us in the next hour. Randy, finishing up the points you were making, yes, the Coast Guard hearing with the witnesses find that the entire rig was very angry for a month. 2 weeks before, they knew there were cracks, they knew there were problems. And that they were on record saying it's guaranteed you're going to have this well come in and you're going to have a fire And then once it happened, they saw all the different leaders of the three companies on their satellite phones saying, are you happy? You've now done it. So bottom line, BP should be criminally negligent for doing this. And the question is, why does the media continue? Why do the police continue? Why does the Coast Guard continue to say BP is in charge? Go ahead.
I don't get it, Alex. And this is a plea to my governor, you know, Governor Jindal. Please step up to the plate and get involved with this, and don't let the feds control this. Don't let BP control this. I mean, you're talking about our livelihood, you know, our coasts. I mean, this devastates us in every way. I mean, you got so many people across Louisiana that love to go redfish and speckled trout fish, and you got shrimpers out here that their livelihood, you know, depends on. I mean, that BP exec, I heard one of them said that there's other parts of the world that he can get shrimp. Well, you know, that BP exec that said that, yeah, he still has a paycheck and everything, but our Louisiana shrimpers are just trying to get by from week to week, month to month. And
well, my question is, what is Jindal doing in Louisiana other than complaining? What is Haley Barbour doing in Mississippi? Yeah, they complain. They've got the authority under the 9th and 10th Amendment to protect themselves, just like Arizona does, from open borders and crime. They've got a right to go out there and stop that oil. What business does the federal government have having armed Coast Guard, who are meant to protect us from foreign powers, telling us we can't protect our industries?
Well, that's exactly right. And Governor Jindal got to remember, that's the whole reason he was elected in this last election, because he wasn't supposed to follow the status quo, that he was going to do things different for Louisiana, you know, cut the corruption, different things like that. He ran on that type of platform. And they need to step up to the plate and just start taking charge, because they could have contained this thing from the beginning. Yeah, once
I'll guarantee you, if the governor went out there with ships and told the Coast Guard to back off, Obama would back off. There's no way he could win that PR fight. But they won't do it because it's all inside baseball. But going back to this Coast Guard report, it's been out for 2 weeks now, where they talk about dumping water in. Briefly, because I need to get to other calls, and I appreciate your time. Briefly, what is concrete used for versus mud versus seawater? And why were they so mad on the rig when they said we're going to use seawater? I mean, the court hearing says that that wouldn't hold the pressure down and then it would explode. But, I mean, elaborate on that.
Well, it sounds like the BP or whatever, the engineers, want to put seawater into the well bore before they had total control of the well. Evidently, I don't know if they had drill pipe in the well, because, I mean, I don't know of anybody that was on the rig, and I could have found this out, but evidently they was doing maybe a cement job and cementing a string of casing or something, or they was trying to plug the top of the well so they could move off a location. But whatever scenario they was doing, you need to have total control of that well and not have gas and oil in the well bore to contaminate your cement job. And what they do is, if they was moving the rig off the well, if they was done, drilling and they was ready to move and a workover rig was going to come back and put tubing to bring the well in, then that's possible. What they was doing was a cement job to plug the well so they could move everything.
No, that's admitted. They were doing a cement job and then, quote, stopped using mud and they ordered water be injected, but it wasn't engineers. In the record, it's engineers saying, I don't want to do this. It was BP in Houston telling them what to do.
Well, that it was insane, because if they was getting a kick with gas and they knew they was getting gas, they knew dang good and well that that cement job wasn't going to hold because it was getting contaminated with gas and oil. So it wasn't going to set in place. So what they do is, when they're ready to move off a location, you put a plug inside the casing, you plug the well to where it holds the pressure back underneath the plug, then you put a layer of cement on top of these. Sometimes you may put a couple of plugs. You may put a couple of plugs depending on what your downhole pressures were to be able to contain this well. And once this well is contained and it's shut in and it's cemented, then you can get off the riser pipe that's going all the way to the seafloor. You can even take the BOPs off. And what I'm understanding, they had defective BOPs. They should have did this a long time ago, was put a cement plug down there and get those defective BOPs off of there and put a good set of BOPs that didn't have leaks. And because what I understand, at some point in time, they were circulating rubber bits up, like, you know, little bits of rubber. Well, that tells them that's the seals. That's the seals inside the BOPs. They were circulating back up over the shore.
Well, no, that's the word in the Coast Guard hearings, is that there were engineers, helicopters, repair ships just buzzing around that rig when it blew up. because the orders they'd been given had already screwed it up, and it was leaking. We'll come back with more calls. Stay with us. This is Key Info straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives, but there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at DeadlyRecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, DeadlyRecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, I just spent two segments with that caller because they had a lot of key info, but let's try to hurry through your calls right now. Rita in Illinois, thank you for joining us, Rita. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Alex. Well, you mentioned a little bit of what I was calling about. And then, first of all, before I say what I want to say, is that, you know, 1941, there's a video out there on YouTube. It's called Rudolph Diesel and Henry Ford Against Petroleum. He made a hemp car that ran on hemp in 1941. It was almost indestructible. The video's out there. But, you know, the Coast Guard turns back these barges, or else what? And you know what? Let's see if they got the stones to open up on those barges. It's time to either be mice or men, clean the oil up. They're going to die one way or the other. They're going to die from the carcinogens and the poisons. Enough animals are dead. Let's see if the Coast Guard can open fire on those people.
But notice these lawyers with 9/11 in the deadly dust, or with the deadly carcinogens that the EPA admits everybody's breathing, even inland, and BP and the feds say, no, there's no problem. You're not allowed to wear respirators. They love killing you slow. They love something they can lawyer and deny later and abscond and twist and confuse. I just hate to see the Coast Guard put in this position, but the Coast Guard shouldn't follow those orders. I mean, if they're told by the Obama people and the BP people, hey, we want this to be as bad as it can be, obviously they're not telling them that, but that's the main reason. We want to get our carbon tax through. It's a diversion from the economy. It's a diversion from our preparations with war, with Iran. You know, they just shouldn't follow those orders to go up and stop local communities out there cleaning up the oil themselves. This just shows how we have no freedom in this country. Anything else, Rita?
Well, didn't you say he who fires first loses? Make them fire first, because you know what? These people are just going to clean up the oil. Enough dead animals already. Enough dead animals.
Well, I know what
people.
The feds will do. They won't fire. They'll wait till the boats land, and then they'll arrest the people and tell them you're going to go to jail for 20 years if you don't plead guilty. But it just, look, the government wants us as prisoners. Everything has to be okayed by them. We are the opposite of what America was founded to be. This is cancer. We have to get rid of this out-of-control federal government. It is not run by the federal government. It is run by offshore interests that have gotten away with murder, who've committed millions of different types of crimes over and over again. And so they've said, hey, let's just go for broke. We have to realize the stakes here. We have an enemy that knows no limit, that is completely naked in their over-the-top corruption. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Robert in West Virginia. Robert, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, sir.
Real quick, before I get into what I was going to tell you, it was breaking news on Drudge that there was a bomb threat called into your Austin Capitol building.
No, I saw that about an hour ago, and now they've got metal detectors there because they grabbed some guy and he shot in the air last year, and they, you know, the feds clearly firebombed their own governor's mansion to set up a police state, and they even tried to set us up for that, evidence showed, and then it turned out a federal informant set up people to firebomb from Austin at the RNC in Minnesota, and that came out, it was a federal operation. So this is just probably some mental patient or some Fed. The Feds do these bomb threats all the time just to you know, scare their minions. But anything else?
Yes. I tell you, I've been feeling like I've been living in the Twilight Zone up here. There's so much weird stuff going on. Let's see. I've seen foreign troops up here as far as their transports. They've got to be Eastern European, more of a German or Czechoslovakian or Romanian camouflage pattern with the international license plate in the front, the flat-fronted Mercedes troop transports. I live out in the middle of nowhere, and I'm nowhere near any Air Force base or military base. And I'll tell you, no lie, I have seen in the last month and a half three of huge bombers, you know, them real big ones, that they one of them flew above my property. I'm not joking when I say it was 125 feet off the ground.
You're talking about a B-52 or a B-2?
Yeah. They're practicing bombing runs in the Ohio Valley. I mean, I've seen three practices so far. It was so close to ground, I could see the rivets on the plane.
Well, let me comment on that, Robert, and I appreciate your call. I sent Rob Dew and Jason Douglas, and I was going to have them on today, but at the end of the show, Rob Dew said, can we do it next week? That way I'll have time to get some of the video of the 20-plus hours they shot over 4 or 5 days, and he'll have time to get all the documents together. But he was showing me what the National Guard and regular Army gave them. He went to a federally sponsored Homeland Security 5-day drill Sunday through Thursday in Chicago. And in the literature online from the Army, it said the Army will be working with local police in drug and gun interdiction. Remember about a year ago, Blagojevich, right before that scandal started, he was on CBS TV saying, I'm going to use troops door-to-door to confiscate guns. And then now, about a month ago, another state senator came out and called for that. So my guys go to these drills. The troops don't even hide it. Because back when I caught stuff like this on tape in the late 90s, they would find out I was there and threaten me, have police throw me off, you know, mainline streets, California. We had camera guys up in Hebron, Maryland, with the police walk up in Maryland with Marines that point machine guns at them and say, stop filming us. They had local kids looking for the, quote, militia people in the mock drill. Then last year I had a National Guard colonel on from Iowa who they admitted they were doing gun confiscation takeover drills of how to lock down Arcadia. And that's in my film, Police State 4, The Rise of FEMA. It's so important to have this film, to know the tactics, the program, the brainwashing. You've got the governor last year of Tennessee. They had Army checkpoints, Marine Corps. I mean, it was all the services, Air Force MPs, Homeland Security, shutting down whole highways. And then the governor said, don't do that. And the feds said, we're going to do it anyways. I even had state reps on. And then we got photos and videos off the news. It's in my film. And they want to, and it's whole highways shut down, U.S. troops searching them. Training the troops, it's okay. Training the people in the cars, it's okay. Training the media, it's okay. And telling the governor, hey, boy, we don't care what you say. We don't care if this is scaring people in small towns and big cities. And it turned out it was a four-state martial law lockdown drill. And they're having these everywhere. So continuing and expanding on that for everybody that's out there listening, Rob Due and Jason Douglas go to Illinois. And it was troops and police training to take on Americans. It was... Well, you've seen the New York Times where it shows the Explorer Scouts, and it shows a whole bunch of photos in the New York Times article. They have a photo gallery, and it says they're training to take on American terrorists and disgruntled vets. And then Homeland Security plays the part of disgruntled vets, and the kids come in with laser tag and kill the mock vets who won't turn their guns in. And the New York Times is saying, isn't this great? Our 14-year-olds are training to take on disgruntled gun owners. That's what this was. And they let my guys in. They let them videotape the entire thing. And we're going to be covering it next week. Again, people are like, well, we want to see this now. My guys show up with 20 hours of video or more. I saw like six boxes of tapes. There's five tapes per box, so... probably 30 hours. I don't know how many hours. We got a lot of video. And, I mean, what do you say? I have been to the drills where they're training to take on the American people. And, of course, over a year ago, we got the secret Homeland Security and MIAC reports that law enforcement sent us who were concerned. And in those reports, the media confirmed were real. The number one threat to America is veterans, gun owners, conservatives, libertarians, landowners, libertarians, and anti-war activists for that matter. Anybody who is not for the New World Order is an enemy. Ron Paul, you name it. Aaron Russo. The list goes on and on. This is what they teach. This whole police state is for you. You are the slaves. All right, we're going to go to Sam, Ronnie, Mike, and Anthony before our guest comes on. I got a bunch of other news we haven't even gotten to yet. But, yes, they've got foreign troops crawling all over the U.S., and they've been incrementally increasing their numbers for decades. And last year they had NLE 09. And it said in the FEMA press release, troops from all these foreign countries, mainly Eastern Europe, are training to fight American terrorists. I've seen articles in the Washington Post 8 years ago. It's in my film Road to Tyranny, where it said Mexican and Canadian troops will be used to fight American terrorists. And then you noticed at the Olympics, it was in the news that the Army was running checkpoints, and now they're going to stay, and U.S. troops were used in Canada. See, this is the world government. This is the mercenaries. This is BP all over the Gulf Coast telling camera people they can't videotape. People say, well, what's your right? Well, what's your authority? My authority is I am God. And the media follows their orders. Just some guy in a baseball cap walks up and says, get out of here. And if that guy in a baseball cap calls the cops and postures right like he's the boss, the cops will get down and lick his boots. But citizens that grovel to police, a lot of cops now on steroids will just break your nose for fun and then charge you with assaulting them. Because you, like a dog that rolls over, you ever seen a dog that's cowed? You walk over to it and it rolls over on its belly and, you know, grovels and then, you know, maybe even squirts a little bit. You know, that's a sign of I totally submit. I'm scared. I'm peeing on myself. That's what the American people do. We just see government and we just, oh, you want more taxes? You want to tell me what I can do? You want to run my life? You want to be my God? Here, let me roll over. I don't want Chris Matthews to call me a terrorist. And you just roll over and submit. And maybe that should be the new national symbol, not the bald eagle, but a man on his back in a fetal position with a little puddle of urine. Maybe we should make an American flag like that. And then the stripes can be yellow for urine. I mean, I'm sorry. That's what this, you know, of us urinating on ourselves. And the new American symbol will be a man in a fetal position peeing on himself. I mean, I'm sorry to get graphic, but that is what we are. We just, government says something. We ask, how high do we jump? Master, you are king. You are God. You are Lord. You are master. Nothing but government's good. Put fluoride in my water. Give me vaccines full of poisons. Tell me they're good. Lie to me. Give me GMO food. Take my property. Run my life. Brainwash my kids. I'm sorry. I mean, are we land of the free, home of the brave, or are we the land of rolling over on our back and urinating on ourselves like a dog? And so some guy in a baseball cap walks up to cops and says, kick these people out of here. They're not allowed to be here. And they're, yes, sir, you look authoritative. And then, it's just to watch my fellow, and I'm not bashing police here, but police know the position you've been put in. You know how you've been brainwashed. You know how you've been encouraged to be thugs. You know how the thugs get promoted. You know the truth, how it's macho to slap us, the milk cows, around. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Alan Greenspan is saying we're going to max out our debt. We're going to lose our AAA rating. California, Connecticut, and other states are losing their AAA rating, which means we owe even more interest to bankers for the right to have currency. It's all made up out of nothing. Gold is at an all-time record today, and I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this, but if you want to protect yourselves, if you want to not be completely castrated and completely under government control, I suggest you move into gold and silver at bullion prices that are extreme high quality. Ted is running out of the gold he has at the lower price. It's going to go up again. But then as gold goes up, he'll be able to sell you gold he bought at a lower price even as it goes up. But you need to take advantage of this now. Ted, good to have you on. You've got some news articles for us today on what's happening with gold and why this is happening and today's coin offer before we go to break and come back with calls.
Yeah, just real quick on the news here. Kitco published with Debbie Carlson just wrote that gold sales to record highs as investors fear winds of debt crises and future inflation. And they're just talking about what's going on in Europe, and that's why people are getting into that. Then I was also looking at MarketWatch. MarketWatch has gold pushes past record $1,260 an ounce. Bloomberg has a title right up here, China should raise its gold and oil holdings. They're going to do that. We also have the support level of gold pushed up now from that 1100 or that 1210 range. Now it's 1216.20, and the resistance level is at 1270. We're going to see $1,350 an ounce with this trend going the way that it is real shortly. And I need to say it, Alex. I don't know if I'll ever be able to buy gold again at $1,220 an ounce. I was hoping to get that $1,180 to buy a bunch of it again. I didn't get there. I had to settle for just touching $1,200 an ounce here about a week ago. And the world right now is turning to gold. The weird part about it is we're in July. It's acting more like it's October, and you know, because gold has been so strong. There's a lot of things that are going up in the marketplace right now. Just across the board. I mean, gold hit a market peak today. It right now is at $1,258 and some change, which is higher than it's ever seen before. So if it closes at that number, we'll hit a market peak, even though it went into the $1,260 range today is, you know, already. So yeah, we're going to see some positive increases in the gold coins that people have been buying from us all these years. And I got to say, they deserve it. They're the mavericks that got into gold before all the yuppies jumped in. And it's nice to see that they're able to take some profits.
And the yuppies are just now getting in. Now, tell folks the special deals you've got today that are going to run through the weekend, but probably won't be available next week.
Well, I've got a few things. Again, I am offering the same deal on Frank's with the forecaster as I did yesterday. Even gold jumped after gold jumping of $15 today. I have the franc at $265. That price will go up into the $270 range after this weekend if gold holds its price, and I don't know why it wouldn't. I do have for sure, and my brokers don't even know this yet, but I have a small group of $20 liberties for those of you who like 100-year-old coins that are more of a collector type. They're at $1,518. Now, I need to tell you that the U.S. Eagle has jumped up over that $1,300. It's like $1,340 now to buy those. This is less than $200 over the U.S. Eagle price, and for a $20 liberty, that's unheard of. But on Monday, they'll be at $1,570 a piece. So if you want to take advantage of that, there's a good buy for you.
That's what about buffaloes? You got any of those luscious buffaloes left?
That is where I'm going next, Alex. I'm going to tell people to buy the buffaloes because right now I have buffaloes and I can sell them. I'm one of the few dealers that do. And I can just tell you, over the U.S. Eagle, I think the buffalo is a much better buy. Just mainly.
What about the fifth of an ounce francs?
Fifth of an ounce franc at $265, Alex, it's, again, that you can't beat that, especially considering that you're getting a full year's.
Yeah, most coin dealers are out of stock in there, have huge premiums. This is a great deal. 800-686-2237. The brokers will be there tonight and throughout the weekend. 800-686-2237. Tell them Alex Jones sent you to make sure you get the lower price because gold has gone up. You will get the lower price. You tell them Alex Jones sent you. 800-686-2237. Stay there, Chad. I want you to be able to finish up what you were saying. Then on to your phone call. Stay with us.
So you think the massive Gulf oil leak won't affect the air you breathe?
Think again.
Benzene, a toxic gas emitted from crude oil and a known carcinogen, is now airborne, traveling hundreds, even thousands of miles inland. Whether you live near the Gulf or not, benzene and other volatile organic compounds could cause adverse reactions to those living inside your home. NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, came to airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to clean the air on boats aiding in the Gulf cleanup. Do what NOAA did. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose?
Except poor sleep.
Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow for the rest of your life.
Look, I shouldn't have to sit here and sell people on getting gold and silver. It's a very simple equation. I told people buy when it was $265, $280 an ounce because I knew that the central banks of the world were artificially suppressing it. I knew banks were inflating our currencies and that the law of finance and of economics said gold and silver and other metals would only go up. Now, they can manipulate for short periods, but not long term. You look at the year graph, the 2-year graph, the 3-year graph, the 4-year graph, the 5-year graph, back to 7 years, gold is only going up. I don't buy it as an investment. I buy it as an emergency backup. But it's the best thing for investment out there that I've seen. I mean, it's head and shoulders above everything else. It is the best investment, period. But for me, it's the best insurance policy, and I just hope that people will call and take advantage. Ted, what are the silver half dollars? What do you have in silver for folks?
Well, obviously, silver is shooting up in price, too, and I am still holding that price of Walking Liberties down. They're at $9.75. For those of you who want to have the old bags of junk silver, they call them, or 90% silver, we have those bags, too. I don't know what the price is off the top of my head because we just had silver run up, and I didn't bring that price into the studio with me. But if you want to pick up something like that, that's a great buy, too. We have the silver bars very close to spot. You know, for those of you who are Elliott Wave people or read Robert Prechter, you'll see that right now we have a movement that is heading toward about 1,350. And when we get close to that number, then we'll see it back off. And we'll have a bit of a correction, but that bottom correction side is going to be close to 1280. And 1280 is going to be very similar to what we've seen when gold was trading between 1150 and 1180. Things are going to start picking up. And then I expect that we'll have an acceleration coming right into, you know, September, October, November, like we typically do in gold.
Well, even CNBC says $2,500 an ounce gold in the next year. But, I mean, regardless, gold and silver is real. Paper dollars and fiat derivatives are not real. Folks, get involved in gold and silver today. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted Anderson.
Yeah, thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. Again, that number, if you missed it, 800-686-2237. Now, I've got some good news and some bad news. We were going to have Dr. John Coleman on earlier in the week, but he was ill, and he is ill again today, and he's apologized, but there's a lot to talk about, so I'm going to get him on for one segment coming up in the second segment of the next hour, 8 after to 21 after. He'll be on with us for one segment, and then next week he'll be on health providing for a full hour with us. But the good news is then that'll give us more time to take your calls. I'm going to go to break here in a moment. We're going to come back with Sam, Ronnie, Mike, Anthony, Danny, and a lot of others that are holding. But I was really looking forward to talking to Dr. John Coleman. Of course, he was also MI6, about drug war against America, how the British and U.S. government are shipping in drugs. Of course, he wrote this years ago. It's now completely in the open. Of course, he worked with MI6. He can tell you all about it. Dr. John Coleman is also a constitutional lawyer. What you should know about the United States Constitution and the Bill of Rights, and just an amazing book he wrote on that front. In fact, we should carry his books. We don't carry them. The Conspiracy, Conspirators Hierarchy, the Committee of 300, Dr. John Coleman. I mean, he really, the more research I do, I realize what an amazing trailblazer he is. So I hope he's well enough to be with us for a full hour next week. Again, that's why I hadn't had him on in years, because health issues. Of course, he wrote the Tavistock Institute of Human Relations, Shaping Moral, Spiritual, Cultural, Political, and Economic Decline of the United States of America. I want to get him on about that. We're just out of time for this hour. I'm going to come back, take your calls in this short next segment. And then we got Dr. Coleman on for one segment, then calls for the balance and a bunch of news. Illegal aliens rioted with Mexican flags and burned things and overturned cars in L.A. last night.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.